Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have a message from the Word of God and also some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And listen, if you see me in town, please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. That encourages me as well. Now we're getting right into the singing. The Davisons are going to sing this wonderful song, Royal Descendant.
I can tell you I'm nothing, and I would be telling the truth. I can say I am worthless, a hopeless sinner, that's true. Oh, he's a king. I
I trust that you have enjoyed the Davidson song today. We're going to have another song in just a minute, but right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you. If you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse and drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only now to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street, you will pass the Newnan High School, and drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road, 762 Smoky Road. Now, our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship, 11, 6 p.m., the evening service. And this week, we're going to be a little bit different about press service. We're going to have our vacation Bible school, and we want to invite all of your children to attend. It's going to be June the 16th through the 20th now. Put this on your calendar, June 16th through the 20th, and it will begin at 7 o'clock here at Westside Baptist Church, Vacation Bible School. Now we're getting right into the singing. Once again, our church choir is going to sing this wonderful, wonderful song, Good News from Jerusalem.
A man that was not like any other. He preached about a judgment and a kingdom soon to come. Oh, the people had never heard words like these. He stirred up the scribes and the Pharisees. So they began to plot against God's one and only Son. They led him before the courts in the halls of Pilate.
Stone sealed him inside. But 3 days later, when the women came, shocked and excited when they reached his grave, they ran back to town and everybody heard them cry.
And news from Jerusalem, across on a hill where the dead was picked, an empty tomb.
He's alive.
Now, just before the message, one more song by the church choir. They're singing Alpha and Omega.
I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell within them, they shall be his people, and Almighty God will be with them.
He shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Sorrow nor crying, no more pain, the former things are all passed away.
He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. He said unto me, write these words. Person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, King of kings, Lord of lords. He's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, Prince of Peace is he. The Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with me, I suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper. Jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. Many times through my ministry, I have been asked the question, why is the blood sacrifice necessary for eternal salvation? Well, I want to give you some scripture references today to explain why it was absolutely necessary for Jesus Christ to go to the cross of Calvary. The first example that we have where it was necessary for the blood to be applied was in Exodus chapter 12. Now, this was a time of the Passover. God was just about to deliver the Jews out of Egypt. And they were instructed to stay in their house, kill the firstling of the flock, a lamb, and take the blood and apply it to the door in the shape of a cross. And when the death angel came by that night, when they saw the blood, the death angel passed over, and the people of that household were spared because the blood had been applied. That goes all the way to the cross. Now, the Old Testament economy required the blood sacrifice of innocent animals, but then that was not sufficient. God Himself had to supply the permanent sacrifice. You see, when we talk about the blood and why is the blood necessary, we find in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. The Bible says, neither by the blood of goats and calves. You see, that was Old Testament economy. But by His own blood, He entered once into the holy place. Listen, that's the holiest of holies in heaven. Having obtained eternal, remember, eternal redemption for us. Once you're saved, my dear friend, you are under the blood of Jesus Christ and your salvation is eternal. I know that there are those that differ, but according to the Word of God, once you become a child of God, you cannot be plucked out of His hands. Why? Because He only shed His blood one time, and His blood sacrifice was sufficient. You see, the redemptive process was He entered in once. That was all that was necessary. One time He entered in. And we see the person of this redemptive plan. It was Christ, Jesus Christ Himself. And see the price of that, His own blood. Now, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. Read with me in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Then we see the Old Testament type. And we see in Job chapter 14, verse 17, my transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou hast sewed up mine iniquities. Listen, oh, thank God that God has a plan of salvation. But John says in chapter 1, verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Or the psalmist says in chapter 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Isn't it wonderful? The sins are gone. They are under the blood of Jesus Christ. We are part of heaven's citizenship. We are as if we are already seated in the heavenlies. We've just not got there yet, bodily, spiritually, if you please. Well, Isaiah records in chapter 38, verse 17, behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. They're behind Him. He does not see them anymore. Oh, listen, I want to tell you it was because of Golgotha that He went and He purchased our salvation, and because of that, God was appeased. In 2 Corinthians, Paul writes to us and tells us in chapter 5, verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ, listen very carefully now, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their transgressions or trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Because of the blood, we are reconciled in the eyes of holy God. It is as if we had never, ever sinned, my dear friend. We are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The old song, the old hymn of the faith used to say, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, listen. But into this second, he went, the high priest, alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself, but for the errors of the people. Jesus Christ went into the Holy of Holies, and he offered his blood, the blood sacrifice. You see, in the Old Testament, it was the bearer, the veil. Only the high priest could go behind the veil in the Old Testament economy. And he would offer up sacrifice of animals, blood of animals. But my dear friend, it was a bearer in the Old Testament, but it's a blessing in the New Testament. Jesus Christ ascended and offered his blood. And we have the standing, we have that relationship with him. We have the invitation that we can come boldly into the throne of grace because of what he's done. Hebrews 4, verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My dear friend, when we arrive at death's door and we're about to pass over, we sure do need Jesus. We sure do need him because, my dear friend, he's the only one that can carry us over the threshold into heaven. He is the only one that can save us, give us eternal salvation. He is the only one that can give us a home in heaven. Every one of us are going to face death. Sooner or later, we're going to die. The Bible says, and after death, the judgment. Listen, the judgment. Oh, listen. That's going to be a sad time. That's going to be a time when we stand before a holy God. And we are going to give an account of our deeds, our sins, our life here on earth. Every person. Some at the bema seat, judgment of rewards. But then there's the great white throne judgment for the unbeliever. Every person is going to stand before holy God one day. My question to you today is, where will you stand? Where will you stand in judgment? Oh, I'll tell you what. There is conversion, cleansing, and it comes by the way of the cross, by the blood. Revelation 1:5 says, and from Jesus Christ, listen very carefully, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. He rose again. And says, in the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loveth us and washed us from our sins by his own blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is when God saves us. When he washes away our sins, just as if we have never sinned, my dear friend. He cleanses us and makes us fit to be citizens of heaven, our eternal abode, our eternal home. And because of that, we have the continuing, listen, the continuing cleansing. John records in chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, and listen very carefully to these words. The same came to be a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Do you believe today? He was not the light. That was John. But was sent to bear witness of that light, Jesus. that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every person that has ever been born has that opportunity to be saved. Jesus Christ came, and John announced, He's the one. He's the one that we're looking for. In 1 John 1:7, we find these words then. But if we walk in the light, listen very carefully now, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. Notice, it's His Son. It says, for His Son. That's the Son of God. He cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, listen. Then there comes the confession of our sins, my dear friend. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And listen, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, isn't that a blessing to know? That is a comfort to our hearts to know that we have been cleansed. Now, we will have our things in this world to walk this life here on earth that will be contrary to the Word of God and His will for our lives. And it's called sin. But you see, the initial sin has been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. These other sins that we commit as believers, we ask for forgiveness, and our Heavenly Father forgives us of all our wrongs and straightens up our path so that we can walk for Him. Listen, without the blood, there's no rising with the Savior. When Christ comes back, He will not be looking for baptismal certificates, but He will be looking for His own blood. Are you saved today? Don't wait too late. Get on your knees right now and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to birth you into His family. My dear friend, He will do that. He will not disappoint you. He came to seek and to save whosoever. I'm glad that whosoever included me. I trust you'll do that today if you're not saved. If you are saved, just keep looking up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Until this same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye. God bless you, and go with God.